The other conscious thing was that at that time hand building wasn't really the thing that was fashionable. If you were a potter, it was more or less expected of you to produce functional pots, not the non-functional pots. It's only in the last 10 years that it's been sort of socially accepted to just make that and not the other pots, I would say. Maybe more than that.
So you were sort of veering off on a limb, so to speak, out on a. You like the idea of a non-functional pot,
I always have
yeah,
done,
and hand
yes,
building.
but I consciously didn't do that because it wasn't the thing that was selling.
So you followed the trend
You
that
had
you,
to.
yeah, you felt,
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, the whole of the Harrow course was geared to functional domestic pottery.
So how did the course progress?
Well, I suppose it became more difficult. I wasn't very good at things like making wheels. I was hopeless at that.
You say you had to do everything.
Yes.
You had to make
Yeah.
wheels
The
out.
whole aim of the course was at the end of the day, you could come out of that course and set up your own pottery and have all the knowledge to do that.
You mean to build your wheels and your kilns and everything as
Yes,
well?
yes.
Goodness, that was quite a tall
Yeah,
order
so.
for a year's course, or
Well, it's 2 years.
a
Yeah, it's
two-year
2 years.
course.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It needed 4 years, not two.
Goodness me, yes.
Yeah.
So you didn't respond very well to the construction side of
No, mainly because of my sight again.
that was
You know, the
difficult.
measuring of things and of different components and putting them together. I wasn't very good at that.
So did other people help? Was there a cooperative spirit?
Yes, but because of the lack of time, there wasn't really the time to actually help other people. You were left very much to get on with things yourself. I mean, you could get people to help where you've gone wrong, but at the end of the day, I didn't end up building anything. I think probably Terry ended up making a wheel, but I didn't. People were very much into making leech traditional kick wheels at the time. You could also have a choice of that or make an electric wheel as well. There was somebody that used to come in and teach about electricity and motors and things.
Making electric
Electric
wheels,
wheels, yes,
goodness.
actually constructing an electric wheel. They had the plans and everything, and you could
Gosh.
put it together.
So what about firing? How did you respond to the firing side of
I didn't
things?
mind that so much. I think probably the health and safety people would have had an absolute fit if they'd seen the kilns where they were, because it was in the basement of the art school, and the fumes were absolutely horrendous.
Goodness, yeah.
Although most of the kilns were electric, there was one ancient kiln there which was a gas kiln, and that was extremely bad for you. In fact, you got headaches and felt ill if you worked down there for any length of time. There was about one, two, three, four. Must have been about six kilns downstairs in the basement, and there was the glazed room as well downstairs in the basement. Yeah, well, everybody had to do all their own glaze firing. I think a lot of art schools now don't even allow the students near the kilns, so we had a tremendous advantage there. There were sometimes people that overfired their kilns and wrecked the shelves and burnt the elements out, which was very rare
Right. So did you actually you were able to fire the kilns,
Oh
yeah,
yes.
yourself? So
Yes.
you
You
learnt
were
to.
responsible for them. So
Yeah.
you actually learnt how to fire the kiln and the firing cycle and how to make use of pyrometer or kiln. So you learnt all that. And you just lived and breathed clay every day of the week, and it was brilliant. And you had all these different tutors coming in that were actually working potters themselves, that used to bring all their enthusiasm with them, plus their different points of view and ways of working it with clay. Vic Margery used to made a point once of saying my pots looked like something that should be sold in Woolworths, which I think was supposed to be an insult at the time.